Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in KVNF's Bamboo Room, joined by Kate, Emily, Maddie, and Lydia, and they make up the band Leyline. Thanks for coming to KVNF.
Thanks
for having us.
Let's have you introduce yourselves, and we do have quite a few instruments in the Bamboo Room today, so why don't you introduce yourselves and let us know what instruments you'll be playing.
I'm Maddie, and I'm playing an upright bass.
I'm Emily, and I'll be playing the guitar and a little Brazilian hand drum called the pandeiro.
I'm Kate, and I'm going to be playing ukulele and a little Brazilian shaker called a xeque.
My name's Lydia, and I have a cajon with me and a talking drum, a tama from Senegal.
Awesome. I pulled your bio off your website, and it says, "The women of Leyline transcend language and genres to create a sound that seems to emerge from deep within the earth." I'm so excited to hear this happen. How did you all meet?
Well, it's pretty exciting. We actually all met 6 years ago in Telluride. This is Lydia speaking. I met Kate and Emily because I was staying on a friend's 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 front lawn. First time I'd been to Telluride for the Bluegrass Festival, and Kate and Emily were inside that house. And we met, and I introduced them to my sister Maddie, who was living in Durango, and that was kind of it. We sang together, we had this beautiful time, and then ended up reconnecting years later in Austin. And now we're on our way to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, where it all started.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I just was looking at your upcoming tour schedule, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're playing Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and how cool that that's where you met.
Yeah, coming full circle. It feels really great to be going back to a place that was such a fundamental part in our journeys as musicians and as friends. Yeah, it feels really good.
Kate and Emily, you were playing music together before you teamed up with Maddie and Lydia. What are some of the biggest differences now that Leyline is made up of four?
Drum and bass. Yeah. Well, we met in 2011 in Austin through an acquaintance, and we're like, yeah, well, we get along really well. We could be friends if I was staying in Austin. This is Emily, and I was about to head to Colombia on an indefinite trip through Latin America. And about 8 months later, we ended up on kind of a spontaneous Skype call and decided to meet in Brazil and traveled what ended up being 6 months together.
And this is you and Kate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we started a duo called Chave do Mar, which means key of sea, but we spent lots of time by the ocean. Yeah, we did that, and when we came back to the United States, Telluride was actually not too far after that. And so connecting with Lydia, she was about to go to Senegal and study there, and then connecting with Maddie, who's just kind of nestled in the mountains up in the Rockies, and we all just had this musical journey. And then Maddie and Lydia are also twins, so they've been playing music for a long time too.
Awesome. Well, I hear you have a few new songs. What do you want to start with?
I think we should start with To the Sky, because that description of sound coming within the earth really relates to this song. So in 2017, after our first tour in 2016, where we went from Austin to Ithaca, we kind of did a hometown to hometown tour. We were like, okay, let's go back to Brazil and let's really explore like why this music was so instrumental and important in the formation of the band and of the exploration of music and language. And so we traveled from the very, very south of Brazil to the very north for about 3 months in a van, so about 3,000 miles in a van. And this deep hum would come from the road, and that inspired this song of how when you travel the earth to stay open and to keep listening for stories and honoring those who have walked before us.
The one other thing I wanted to share about this song, To the Sky, it was one of the first songs we wrote entirely collaboratively. And we used all of our language resources, most of them. There's English, Portuguese, and French. And we tried to tell the same story in these different languages. So at the end, you're going to hear Je me souviens, which means I remember in French. And that's kind of the theme throughout the song in all these different languages.
Okay, cool.
Which later in Portuguese becomes Lembro do meu passado, which means I remember my past. So kind of comes in different ways.
1, 2, 3, 4. I remember all that it takes to bloom from dust. How many times a day do we wake back up? As we break from the city like clouds, break as we descend to the ground. Everything the pavement holds, everything we leave on the road. vibração do caminho. Informa meu corpo com vibração do caminho. Informa meu corpo do poder da estrada, trazendo aquele sopro entrando na janela. Eu lembro de tudo que morreu para alimentar a beleza de providência.
That was a song called To the Sky by Austin-based band Leyline. I'm Corey Stanton. You're listening to Talkin' Music, and I'm joined by Leyline, all four members in KBNF's Bamboo Room. We're talking music. We're listening to music. Amazing. That song was beautiful. And you mentioned there's Portuguese, French, and
English at the very beginning.
Yeah. So who speaks what languages, and how long have you been speaking Portuguese and French?
I've been speaking Portuguese since 2009. That's the first time I went to Brazil, and actually the first time that I started even singing and thinking musically. I think the language is very musical and melodic and rhythmic at the same time. So it was it inspired me a lot in music, songwriting, and learning Portuguese kind of came hand in hand at that time.
So this is Lydia speaking, and I started speaking French in high school, but then really delved into the study the first time I went to Senegal in West Africa when I was 21. And then Senegal's been a big inspiration for me and rhythm and everything. And then Emily already spoke Portuguese, but Maddie and I learned Portuguese in 2017 when we went on tour for 3 months. We didn't speak any Portuguese, and by the end of 3 months, we can speak pretty conversational Portuguese, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing language. This is Emily. My family is from Argentina, and I didn't grow up speaking Spanish besides high school and middle school, and, you know, wondering when I would actually put it into practice. And then my mom actually encouraged me to go live in Buenos Aires with family of theirs, and so I ended up living there for 7 months when I was 18, or 17, I guess, actually. And and really adopted it so much and came back and started speaking with my grandmothers and grandparents. And then when I met Kate in Brazil, that kind of inspired this transition sort of over to Portuguese because they are so similar but very different. And then, yeah, it ended up going back to Brazil to study abroad in 2014. And that's kind of when it actually became kind of hard to speak Spanish in some moments. I was like, what is going on in my brain? But
and this is Maddie speaking. And when I was in college, I also did an exchange in Baja, Mexico, and that's how I picked up Spanish and mostly like conversational. And at this point, I'm in some confusing limbo between Portuguese and Spanish that it's tough to tell what's going to come out. But I also speak English and have been speaking that my whole life.
Lydia, you mentioned that To the Sky was the first song that you all wrote collaboratively. What's the writing process been like for other songs?
Well, I think with that song in particular, we were in the van and I had come up with some poetry and Maddie was noodling around on the uke and it just kind of fit. And that was like the seed of the song. We usually say, oh, I've got a seed, you know, and then we spend some time listening for what's to come. And some people will bring melody or harmony. Usually, you know, Maddie brings the bass line, Lydia will bring the rhythm, and then and it kind of gets flushed out like that. And then other songs, it'll come like full on and we'll maybe reimagine it to include and highlight different voices, because I think that that's an important part of our group, is highlighting everyone as an individual as well as the harmony between us, giving everyone a like kind of a moment in the song to kind of come out.
Yeah.
Something I think that's really beautiful, though, about spending time with people, and now that we've been playing music for 3 years, is kind of how we've been able to get to know the sound of each other's instruments and really opening that space to make suggestions. And that can be really challenging sometimes when you kind of identify with a certain instrument or voice. And so we work a lot in kind of opening up those other ears and other ideas. And it's just made our work so much more rich, and even personally ourselves. So
yeah, that's nice. You give each other kind of these sweet moments to be featured, I guess. Mm-hmm. But your voices blend so beautifully. Are you doing music full time?
We are moving that way. Yeah, I call it like we started our own small business, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of time, especially when you're producing art and music and you need people to support that and be in front of that and want to hear that. And we've just grown so much. We are nominees of the Black Fret organization, which is an incredible organization out of Austin, and have just been recognized by some of our favorite bands like The Deer and Superfónicos, and just have had all kinds of really lovely collaborations.
And this project is our primary focus. So there's other, you know, we do other little things to keep going, but this is the dream.
Yeah. What other songs do you have for us?
Well, I thought actually a while ago you said something about how we blend languages. We were talking about, I guess, our songwriting and how tour impacts that, because we connect so much with each other. And I think we should play Oshun.
Yeah.
And so this song blends Yoruba from kind of Central and Western Africa. It's an ethnicity there, and Spanish and English. And it's our prayer for fresh water, which came, we were kind of in central Brazil at this time and connected with this really wonderful woman who shared some Yoruba words with us about Oshun, which is a deity of various different Afro-Brazilian religions. And she's the deity of fresh water.
Ayababale Oshun, ayababale. 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 Ayababale Oshun. Ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Oshun, ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Oshun, ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Oshun, ayababale Oshun, ayababale. Ayababale Oshun.
shum, me llevas para allá. No sé por dónde voy, no sé por dónde vas. Me lleva, me lleva. Oh shum, me lleva para allá. No sé por dónde voy, no sé por dónde vas. Oh shum, me lleva para allá. No sé por dónde voy, no sé por dónde vas. Me lleva, me lleva. Por dónde voy, no sé por dónde vas, me lleva. Oh,
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and we have Leyline in the Bamboo Room. That was a song called Oshum. And the actual definition of the word?
The goddess of fresh water, of sweet water.
Awesome. Well, what a blessing for really anyone. But we were in a huge drought last summer, and this is a big rural community with lots of farms and livestock, and people were rationing water. And so I feel like our valley will really appreciate that song.
I think it's just a testament to how lucky we are, anyone is, that has water coming from their tap and doesn't kind of run that daily reminder of what a precious resource it is, and really that it's the source of all life. And so to really take that and feel that in our bodies, and you know, how much of our bodies are even made of water. So,
yeah. I love the dynamics in your music. You start out kind of stripped down, very beautifully simple. And then all of a sudden, there's like this explosion of rhythm and bass and vocals. How do you compose a song like this?
I think for us, it's really all about feeling, like whatever feels right. And a lot of it is like stripping away the ego and being able to critique or offer suggestions to each other and be willing to change, because that song even has evolved over the course of the 2 years we've been playing it. And even since we recorded it, just playing it constantly, we're constantly evolving it so that it feels good.
And I think that, yeah, the freedom and the trust to play and to use our intuition to just feel like we can offer something, like offer a vocal part or a harmony or shaker part or whatever. And then there's a lot of trust in how that will be received. And also, like Lydia said, a lot of release of expectation of maybe it won't stick. So it's a lot of play.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well done. Oh, you want to play? Tell me how to pronounce this.
I know. We got some tricky words. Respiração.
Tell us about this song and its backstory.
Yeah, you asked us earlier if this, you know, is our full-time thing, and it's more our full-time thing for me personally. This is Kate speaking, than it has ever been. I've always had like a full-time job in addition to this project. And so I wrote this one in a cubicle, kind of looking out my window and feeling stuck and kind of in conflict with where I was at in my life, and recognizing that that moment of pause is an opportunity to remember that what I'm seeing outside my window, what I'm seeing moving, these trees and this wind, is a part of me. Kind of how Emily was talking about our bodies being made of water. We're also made of wind. We're made from this earth. And recognizing that I can access that fluidity and that movement anytime I want. Maybe my body is sedentary, but inside I can experience movement to carry me forward into the future, into more feelings of fluidity. So it's called Respiração, which means the breath in Portuguese. And there's a little lyric that says, Onde a praia encontra o mar, as ondas nos levam, onde devemos chegar. Where the beach meets the sea, the waves will carry us where we need to be. And it's a reggae song.
Oh, cool.
My parents met on the dance floor of a reggae show, and my mom carried me in her belly going to reggae shows during the whole pregnancy, so it's in me. Dia de sol, eu fui trabalhar. Eu pensei em tudo que eu fiz nesta vida, tudo que eu tenho pra andar. Ou sentada numa cadeira dentro de mim, eu corri, mente bem, minha linda. Vamos embora e senti. Embora e senti. É respiração. Se liga nas ondas que chegam sem resistir. Iluminação. Olhos fechados não vão conseguir ter essa oração. Do movimento do vento em mim.
Thank you.
love it. Kate, sounds like you really were kind of born into reggae. What other music did you grow up listening to? Anyone can answer this.
Well, I think we all liked the Now CDs.
Me and Maddie grew up on definitely like a lot of classic folk music and Paul and then Simon, blues as well.
And Krauss and
yeah. And then Buena Vista Social Club was like the CD that was always in the CD player. So no matter what else you put in the CD player, eventually that album would come on. So I think that's a big influence too.
I think in my house a lot of like Van Morrison, In Excess. Yeah. And the Blowfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All kinds of, you know, things that my parents loved that in, you know, the 80s and the 90s and David Bowie. And
yeah. My dad raised me on like Neil Young and Grateful Dead and Jimi Hendrix and then my mom with like Carole King and Joni Mitchell, and that played a lot in my house. And then also some like Black Sabbath on Sundays to clean the house just to get us going. Black Sabbath and reggae on Sundays during the house cleaning. Yeah.
As an all-woman band, do you find strength in that? And have you faced any challenges?
I feel so strong in it. And I can't recall a time where I felt discriminated against for presenting. You know, I do a lot of the booking. We all do. But yeah, I've never gotten any feedback of like, oh, we need a band with some men in it. And I think that once people see us live, it just spreads the kind of work that we do. And people want more of that.
I think also it's an interesting thing to show up to a place, and we're all pretty small people, like short in stature. So I think to come and maybe be a little unassuming, and then we get on stage and make these like big sounds. So that's always fun, is like sometimes the, you know, the sound guys might kind of like underestimate us. And then once we get going, it clicks.
Yeah. Well, I will say though, people will say, oh, you're in an all women's band, so you all sing.
Yeah.
And we're like, yes, but we also all play multiple instruments. And that's always kind of a surprise to people.
And I love, Maddie, that you brought your stand-up bass in. I love the instrument anyway, and I so appreciate when I see a woman playing it.
Oh, cool.
So thank you for lugging it in.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it can be a pain to take with us, but it's just, it's so worth it to have it in these moments.
Yeah. Where can listeners find your music and keep up with what's coming up with tour dates?
Leylinesound.com, and that's LeyLine sound.com. That has all of our tour dates and all of our music.
And Instagram is a great way to follow us, to see little videos and snippets, kind of behind the scenes stuff. We post a lot, so.
And that's also Leyline Sound.
Great. Thank you all so much for stopping at KBNF.
Well, thanks. We can't wait to come through Paonia. So come out and support your touring bands. It means so much. That's the only way we can do it. And thank you so much, Corey. You're a wonderful host. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And Jeff on sound.
Yeah. We'll go out on one last song. This one is called The Well.
Si no, así me quedo, como una piedra en el río.
Like a stone in the river.
No se mueve, solo se pone frío.
It just gets cold.
Así no llegará a la mar, con la corriente ligera.
With this gentle current.
Son los momentos en que resistimos su fuerza.
Where we resist her force.
Myself of myself, empty myself of myself, clean myself of myself so I can fill it up. Free myself of myself, empty myself of myself, clean myself of myself so I can fill it up. Free myself of myself, empty myself of myself, clean myself of myself so I can fill it up. There's a love beneath me, rows and rows of stories sleep, past chapters speaking. It's just a matter of remembering. There's a well beneath me, and echoes ring under my feet that I begin believing.
all the rooted seeds growing in the deep, growing in the deep. There's a love beneath me, rows and rows of stories sleep, past chapters speaking.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to check out kvnf.org for more of our original programming and for a direct link to Austin-based band Leyline. Thank you for listening.